Keep this. Keep all of this. Keep all of this. Hello.
Sorry.
And welcome, everyone, to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Jibian, and as you can hear hacking up another lung, we have Buzz Adams.
Hello.
And Joanna Barba.
Hi. Oh, my God. This isn't the show. Why am I writing notes?
Joanna, during the show, is writing notes about everything we talk about.
That's so insane to me.
Well, I got to get best of clips.
Because then Buzz and I will talk about, because normally I'll ask him, how do you think the show went today? And then we'll forget.
I don't know.
We forgot everything.
Like as soon as the show's over.
Yeah. It's like innie and outie.
Memory wipe.
Yeah.
You have a show innie and a show outie.
Yes. Yeah. I hate, like, well, I don't hate it, but, like, it's embarrassing when we have listeners come up to me and they're like, do you remember when you guys talked about this or that? And I'm all like,
no.
No, I don't.
Nine times out of ten, I won't have any recollection.
And I have to refer back to the notes. Sorry.
I feel bad, like, when they ask me, like, oh, you guys were talking about this. And I'm
right.
Like, you
I
know
feel
what?
Terrible.
I'm so sorry.
I don't remember
what we talked about. I got my root canal yesterday finished.
Ew.
So my tooth no longer hurts.
Oh, good.
Yeah. All right. All done.
It was a two-parter?
It was a two-parter. That's how.
Oh, God.
You know what? It took 5 hours in total. So 2 hours the first time, 3 hours yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I sat down like in that position for the 3 hours straight listening to an audiobook, and I got up and it kind of went fast. I thought, that was like two movies. That was like most of Titanic.
You listen to an audiobook while you're being examined by the dentist?
No, at this point they're doing all the work, so I'm just like tuning it out.
Right.
Your dentist doesn't talk to you while he's doing the work?
Not if
it is so weird.
Mine
when they
does
do that.
Talk your damn ear off.
That's the handiness of having the headphones where you're like, yes, thank you, and you just
and I'm good
and I'm out.
Out now.
I take it.
What if he tells you something important, like you need to spit right now, or you're gonna die?
He says, "Raise your hand," just like that. Like, if you have a problem, just raise your hand.
Oh, nice.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is an interesting point about the headphones. Of like, what if something went? Because he said it was fine. Barbers let me do it. I use listen to headphones during barber shops.
I would feel.
If I had a procedure, yeah, I would take headphones.
Really?
And listen to something. Yeah, they're the ones doing all the work. I just have my mouth open.
I would feel it's kind of rude.
You know, I heard it as soon as I said it.
That's the kind of work Joanna does.
God, I wish this was a show. That would have been a good recycler.
Hell, use it.
Where are these recyclers from? There's like cussing in them. All right, so I have some things to talk about on the AfterBuzz today about dreams, if you guys are interested in the science of dreaming.
The cabaret? Like the science of steak and lobster on Thursdays?
No, there's no such thing as...
That's Bucks.
Bucks, yeah.
Get them right.
You're crossing the streams.
Wasn't Dreams a place?
It is a place, but there's no food. Yeah. And there's not even a bar.
I think it's closed now, isn't it?
Did they close Dreams?
Oh, my God, did they? I don't even know.
That's an El Paso institution at this point. That's where you and me first started hanging out.
No. That was
the Red Parrot.
Get him right.
Two. What was her name, too? What was the regular girl? Diamond.
Honey.
It was Diamond, wasn't it?
I don't know, man.
Confirm. Shake your head yes or no whether it was Diamond.
I don't remember.
Liar.
I hope.
No, actually, I believe it. He's got terrible
memory. It was Diamond
memory.
Or Sapphire. Or
Ruby. it was one of
some sort of gem.
Precious emerald.
Zirconia. You'd only have to pay her $5. So
I'm going to give you guys some questions to answer. And if you can answer yes to all five of the questions, you have a sharper brain than almost all Americans.
Okay.
And this is according to...
Judge, go ahead and put me down for yes for all of them, then.
Yeah, but okay. See, I know that answer
That's
is not
lie.
True.
You lie like a rug.
Before I get into that, though, I have a list of 29 things that frugal people are not buying anymore. Now that costs are going up, food prices going up, eggs, things like that.
What am I not buying anymore?
The list is kind of interesting. Things that I hadn't even thought about before, like There's reusable Ziploc bags. So
what, do you wash them when you're done?
You just wash them when you're done.
Can you do that with a Ziploc bag?
I do that with regular Ziploc bags already.
You do?
Yeah.
You guys wash
like
your
sometimes Ziploc? Like if I'm this only had like a few chips in it. Just rewash it. I'll use it again.
But do you put it away for like a month and then use it again, or you use it again from day to day?
From day to day. Yeah.
All right. That's
get good use out of it. I think that's just something my mom used to do. So
that's really interesting.
So I usually have a mindset of if something can be reused, you should reuse it.
Yeah.
Not just for your finances, but you
because I don't want to throw away a perfectly good Ziploc
also,
bag.
The environment.
I don't know. I was just thinking about yesterday. Like, I go through paper towels like crazy.
I do notice I go through a lot of paper towels.
Because I'm like cleaning a lot and cooking. And I think, well, should I just get a
rag?
A rag. But then I think, well, that's the reason for the paper towels. Is to do the exact same thing the rag was doing.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper.
It's like some parents buy cloth diapers instead of...
I cannot
imagine.
Oh,
I cannot imagine.
That is so weird to me.
Sounds terrible.
Like,
that sounds terrible.
Does your washing machine collect the poop somehow? Or that's so gross. Somebody says, I bought some really high quality handkerchiefs at a clothing store. Paper tissues just annoy me. Who wants to rub microscopic wood fibers across a tender part of your face? I've never had chapped noses or lips after a cold now.
From
handkerchiefs? I never thought
about
it.
And then you wash the handkerchiefs?
But you gotta wash them.
Yeah. You wash the handkerchiefs.
I mean, the amount of energy used to wash handkerchiefs probably offsets any environmental carbon footprint you're decreasing. You know what I mean?
Kind of, right?
Yeah, that the water you use in the handkerchief.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's gonna have some kind of cost.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. Somebody else says haircuts. It took a while, but now I cut my own hair better than any barber I've had.
No, you don't.
I disagree, sir.
No.
Those are one of the few.
I will trust the professionals on that
what,
one.
What do you got, a Flobee?
Is that the one that George Clooney,
Clooney
sent me? Somebody else says tampons. I switched to a menstrual cup and reusable pads. I'll never go back.
This might be too much information, but God, I cannot get the hang of that menstrual cup.
The Diva cup?
What one of those, the hell?
That Diva. It's a little cup, Buzz.
You know what? No. I don't want to know.
And it collects.
I don't want to know.
I think this is a good place for us to discuss these things. It's the After Buzz.
I cannot get the hang of that Diva cup. Screw that. I'm going to.
Why don't you ask your family about it? Ask your wife or daughter. What do they use?
Your daughter uses.
I don't ask anybody
one
anything
time,
about this
his
stuff.
Daughter asked him to pick up some feminine products, and Buzz sent me.
Did
and
he
I was
really?
All like, hey, well, I'll go with you so that I
so
can
we
show
can
you.
Issue.
You. No, and he's like, no, here's the money. You go get it.
You know, teach a man to fish.
And then I'm all, okay, women have certain preferences. What does she like? What would she prefer?
I don't care.
I don't know, but go. And he's like, buy yourself something nice. And he gives me like a 20, and he's like, is this enough?
Is it?
Is it?
It was.
Okay.
It
I
was
no idea.
More than enough. Yes.
I think it's
did
like.
Did you get yourself a Diva cup?
I did not.
Buy
I got
yourself...
myself hot Cheetos that time.
So something red. Anyways. You know the Diva cups, like they're silicone.
I don't know what they are, and I want to remain
well,
them.
You don't have to know.
They collect menstrual blood.
But they collect your blood.
You heard it already. You already heard it.
The tricky part.
You just heard it. You just heard it.
Trying to get it out.
It's cleaning the cup. You just pour it out somewhere.
How do you know this?
My ex had it. Had one.
He's been with women before. You've been with women. How do they deal with their period when they're with you?
I don't know. I don't ask.
You're not that kind of boyfriend?
No.
That's sad.
You think I care?
I had a boyfriend who would get me the pads and bring me a chocolate.
Anyways, this person says that has saved a lot of money by not having to buy.
I hear like it's life-changing, but
oh, it's
I
reusable.
Cannot. It's reusable.
So it sounds like a theme here is going to be go
reusable.
With
reusable. Well, not just that. Okay, somebody else says soda. I used to be a couple of Dr. Peppers a day guy, uh-huh. But then I cut it out 3 years ago. It was very hard. But the cravings are gone. My health is way better. And it's so much cheaper. And what I noticed is, this is the second day in a row Buzz has bought some sodas from the machine.
You buy them from this machine?
Yes.
Dude, that's
the
robbing
expensive
you blind.
One.
Just buy like a 12-pack at the store and bring it.
But I bet you feel unhealthy if you do that.
What?
But you feel healthier getting it every day from the...
Yeah, why aren't you buying your sodas and bringing
you?
Them here?
I do. I do that too.
So he's going through both of them. He's going through the sodas he's bringing.
Because he doesn't drink water. So
That's exactly what he told me in the hallway when I brought this up to him earlier. He was like, well, it's better than
dying of thirst. Those are my two options. Drink soda.
Or die of thirst.
Die of thirst. Because water. Water nasty.
I don't know if you guys can relate to this this one, but like candles. I was addicted to buying nice candles and would have at least 5 unused candles at all times. Now I purchase just 1 high-quality candle every once in a while and really choose the moments when it's worth burning.
I cannot tell you how worth it is when you get like a good candle. But the whole house smells nice.
I go through the candle.
The whole house from one candle? That's why
really good candle, though.
Oh, okay.
I don't use candles anymore, though. I use the wax melts.
Yeah, I switched to the Airwick like essential oils because the candles were going out. Because I wanted it to smell nice, but it was only smelling nice when the candles were on, so I was having candles on all the time.
Yeah, and then I was like, I'm not going to be paying $15 for one candle every time.
Insane.
Is there a brand you recommend that are
Better
really...
Homes and Garden.
Really?
Of wax melts, better quality.
How about Yankee?
Oh, Yankee is good, but really expensive. Oh. If you're trying to stay on a budget, Better
Homes. You go
shopping
for candles pretty often.
I don't go specifically for candles.
I was at Burlington this weekend, and I was just like sniffing candles.
Which one? The east side one?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell us that the one on the west side caught on fire?
Oh, yeah, the one on the west side caught fire. But
Burlington?
The Burlington. Well, it didn't burn down. No. There was like a fire inside
of
it.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm watching the video. It's on FitFam, of course.
Okay.
There's a big fire around one of the columns that's in the Burlington, and the person's just... this close.
You know how they have like the rows of racks of clothes and stuff? Yeah. It's like in the middle of one of those rows. Yeah.
I'm familiar with Burlington Coat Factory.
My thing was that there was somebody that just felt comfortable enough to be videotaping it this close and not like
what started the fire?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
like
that was
wiring clear. Issue or something?
I don't know.
Okay. This one I'm not sure I agree with. Cotton balls and pads. I made reusable pads and cotton, not menstrual pads.
What kind of pads?
Like a square. Like
cotton pads.
Like cotton squares or something, you know?
All right.
I made reusable ones.
I think I have. How do you make I still have some of the first batch of cotton balls that I ever purchased. You never
use them?
Yeah. How often do you use a cotton ball?
I use them a lot.
Every night for my facial routine?
Yeah.
Do you remember when pills used to always come with a cotton ball on top of the pills?
Yes.
They don't anymore.
Why did they do that?
Some of them do still.
Some do.
It was for moisture wicking. It was to keep the moisture off. Also, there was a really...
But now they come with like this little plastic
seal,
thing
like
inside.
Little,
or
well,
a seal. Or a like little plastic-looking pill.
Yeah.
There used to be a really racist joke that was pretty hacky that everybody would do about that.
About picking cotton.
Yeah. I think it's...
Okay.
What they do to make it reusable is they cut up old t-shirts. I cut up old t-shirts for cotton balls. That I use for my nails. I just cut up old fabric.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and keep them in a cute ceramic jar.
Cute.
Hey, some of these are interesting ideas.
I mean, how much do cotton balls cost? God, it can't be more than pennies, right?
I think if you have makeup, people that use makeup use them for a lot more things than you or I would, right? Like to remove makeup, maybe? Or
yeah.
No? Okay, yeah.
So somebody like J.D. Vance probably goes through a lot.
Yeah, probably, like his eyeliner.
For that eyeliner, yeah.
Any hints from you guys that you've been doing or like anything?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Last time I bought firewood. It was like $400 for a cord of wood.
That is expensive for wood.
Now you guys can fill out the rest. So what do I do instead?
You go around the neighborhood finding wood.
Yeah.
Sometimes not even the neighborhood. Sometimes I'll just be passing by and it's like
on the streets just slinging wood.
I'll give you. What do you call like a lawn and garden center?
Uh-huh.
And I guess they needed to get rid of pallets.
Did you just take a pallet?
They had a sign that said free. So I took as many as my truck would hold.
No. The funniest image in my head right now though is because Buzz's backyard recently has reminded me of like a Mad Max situation, Joanna. It is like Buzz would be a hoarder if
Yeah, how's your poor mom cleaning that?
No, wait. So the back is like, it's got beer cans here, lots of wood over
here. I see the backyard, yes.
Since it's been like disheveled lately.
Yes.
Because then there was like glasses and this. Anyways, my point is that I can only imagine his mom coming back with him this weekend. And he said that that's all they did yesterday was clean the backyard.
You got roped into that.
She had already been doing it. Like I say, the woman is going to be 89 years old in a couple months.
That's good. She's still spry.
She's like a dynamo back there.
She's in her element, really.
But the thing that's going to piss her off is you'll come home and not say one thing about it and be like...
You just get home and you just know, oh, wow, it looks great.
Yeah, it looks great. And then she'll be like, hey, Mike, did you notice anything?
I did.
I finally, you know, owned up to it. It's like, she was like... Well, this new housekeeper is doing a much better job or whatever. And I'm like, honestly, I don't notice that.
Oh, the housekeeper's doing a way better job. I'm sorry. I love your old housekeeper because he was my homie. But
but the new housekeeper. Yeah.
But that wasn't his job even.
That was not his job
anymore.
His
like full-time job. Yeah.
Yeah, but I paid him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good point.
But she,
poor Henry got a heart attack because of you.
Noticing the difference. I don't think I'd do that in 100 years.
Men aren't really into those details like that.
Some men are.
Some men are, yeah.
You ever seen The Odd Couple?
Oh, yeah. Felix?
Felix was freaking...
You're definitely Oscar, for sure. all right, I have two stories. Let me run past you guys. These are about planes, some airplane news.
Okay.
And I wanted you to tell me if you thought this was like a, you know, an interesting topic. Arguably, one of the worst things to happen is when your flights are canceled. And this past weekend, a plane filled with passengers was about to get ready to go to Hawaii from LA. Okay.
Okay.
And the pilot told the passengers, hey, there's a leaking faucet on the plane in the place, the galley. I think that's where they make the coffee and stuff for it.
And they couldn't fly because of a leaky faucet and a cotton ball.
And because one of the reusable ones, because mechanics struggled to fix it, they had to leave the aircraft for a different plane.
Over a leaky faucet.
Over a leaky faucet. Nah,
if I had a vote, I would say, go ahead and fly with the leaky faucet.
Okay.
I'd be like, yeah, I don't care about that leaky faucet. Get me to Hawaii.
I've had to change planes before for dumbass stuff, too. And they always was kind of like bothersome.
I think we changed planes one time, but they didn't tell us why. Like, they were just like, oh,
we got to go.
I mean, if an engine's about to fall off, I get on another
plane. A door
plane,
is going to fall off or something.
But there was then issues with the second plane.
Oh, no.
Okay.
This sounds like a nightmare.
I know. I'm just thinking about Buzz right now. Like, how much he hates to fly to begin with. So the pilot said, minor issue with the oil pressure. There's a problem with engine number two. We're talking to maintenance control right now.
Yeah, cancel that flight. Sure. But leaky faucet. Put me back on the leaky faucet line.
And I'll take the leaky faucet if we still have it. Thank you.
So a half hour later, the pilot gets back on the PA and he says, look, the aircraft's being observed and it looks like the oil pressure is going up and that the number two engine is going to be fine for flying, he says. But it's actually going to require a whole fuel system filter replacement when we get back from Hawaii. He says, they told us the plane is good to go, but I'm not really feeling
right.
it.
Right. You canceled a flight over a leaky faucet, and there's an engine problem, and you're like, we're going to go ahead and go for it.
Right?
Fix the
That's
leaky
the one
faucet
that you
when
kind
you get
of
back.
Green light?
He says, I'm not going to leave the ground if I'm not completely certain that we have an airworthy craft, so I'm going to probably err on the side of caution, and I'm refusing this aircraft. Now, you would think that people would be pissed off, but apparently people were happy that
I would be too. I'd be like, oh, thank God, this guy's using some common sense.
Oh, wait, the pilot said
the
this.
The pilot did not feel
comfortable, though he said, the maintenance told me that we're good to go, but I'm not feeling it. That's a good pilot.
Yeah.
So, also, I'm really drunk. I could use an hour.
A bump of cocaine wouldn't mind. It wouldn't be too bad.
All right,
second airline story. Is about a United flight that turned back after the pilot realized he was missing his passport.
I heard of this.
How pissed off would you be?
How far had they gone?
Okay, this was a flight to China. To China.
It's like even on an airplane, it's got to be a 15-hour flight.
At least. Yeah, at least.
At least, right. I've never been to China.
So this was from LA, too. So they're already like... in water territory, you know, over the Pacific.
Yeah, but were they an hour into the flight?
2 hours.
2 hours.
2 hours into the flight. And then the frustrated pilot got on the PA and said, I'm very frustrated. I forgot my passport.
I'd have made something else up.
Just to save face. Like, that's so embarrassing.
Be like, there's a leaky faucet.
Right. You got a convenient excuse right there.
We can't be on this flight anymore. There's a leaky faucet.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck, this is your captain speaking. We're going to have to turn around. Our faucet is leaking.
It's definitely not because I forgot my passport.
But if you look outside the left side of the plane, you can see the Mariana Trench.
I mean, this is your one job. I mean, your job is to fly to different places. I think that's an essential part of your equipment.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like a traveler that just lost their head and they're like, oh, I'm on my way out to China. I forgot my passport. It's like, you fly every day.
Right? How the hell do you forget that?
I don't know. I think people forget things like that all the time. Okay, if know, I was not
an,
often.
If I was an EMT, okay. Yeah, did I forget my stethoscope? Maybe once in a while. Yeah. Okay, good point. They were 6 hours late to their destination.
Ugh.
And then they had to get a whole new crew. They were like, we're not even using this crew anymore. New crew.
Boy, if I could drive to China, that's the way I
That's how you do it. You don't, do you do boats well? Or do you like get seasick or do you mind boats?
I've only really been on that one cruise. And it was not like being on a boat at all because the ship was so big. No, and I guess we had pretty calm waters.
What about like a ferry or anything smaller? Than a cruise ship. Is a cruise ship the only boat you've been on?
Any ferry I've been on, the ride is like 10 minutes to Catalina or something.
And you're cool with that?
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Cool. Sure.
Joanna, seasick? No?
No, I don't get seasick.
All right. Well, that was it for the plane stories. Let's get into the main topic of today, and that are the five questions. That's right. The five questions that you need to answer to know if you have a...
Sharp mind.
We're off to a great start.
So Nico's already eliminated.
Okay. If you answer yes,
okay,
that's a point for you, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get 5 points in total.
Okay.
Can I have my bell back? You've commandeered my bell. Number one. Did you remember any of your dreams from this week?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Dream recall indicates quality REM sleep or REM sleep, the phase when your brain processes emotions and consolidates memories. When patients track their sleep, I'm interested in total hours and even more intrigued when they mention vivid dreams. I don't remember any of my dreams.
That's so weird.
I was that way for a long, long time.
Really?
For like a couple of decades and... Then I just started, like, really remembering my dreams.
When you got on the Lunesta, did it help?
Yeah, probably. Oh. I mean, I don't know if that is a possibility.
I think that's
that,
a side effect, our vivid dreams from the Lunesta.
They're pretty vivid.
Number two. Have you eaten anchovies, pesto, or lentils in the past week?
In the past week? No.
Is a lentil any kind of bean?
No. A lentil is a specific type of...
Yeah.
And what was the other one?
Anchovies, pesto, or lentils.
What is pesto?
It's a basil sauce.
Is it? It's basil and spinach, right?
Oh, or and spinach,
I
yeah.
wanted to give a yes to everyone, but you know, got to be honest. No,
yeah, I haven't.
A landmark study demonstrated that 1/3 of people with major depression achieved full recovery from depression just by eating more pesto. Lentils and anchovies. That means the omega-3 fatty acids in the anchovies, the folate from the basil and the pesto, and fiber and B vitamins in the lentils.
I do eat all those. I just not in the past week.
This study, before we start telling people, hey, solve your mental health crisis
eat
by
some
eating
lentils.
Lentils. Was it published in a peer-reviewed publication?
Or? Yes, it says it is a landmark study. And you want to? Oh yeah, it is from a landmark.
Like who, JAMA or somebody?
Yeah, it's a...
Well, who specifically?
It says the BMC. I know this is the British... Hold on.
All right. You know, I'll just take your word for it.
No, fuck you. You wanted this? All right.
If you have depression and you want to try eating pesto to solve it, go ahead, but...
It's something medical center. What is BMC?
British Medical Center.
Yeah, British Medical Center. Sure. Okay, I'm just going to go with that. It made me lose my place. Yeah, you like anchovies, though. That's not something you wouldn't eat.
Yeah, but most, even pizza places don't serve anchovies that much anymore. You find them in some places.
You'd have to find the tins.
Yeah. Like if you went into a Pizza Hut or something, I don't know that they even have anchovies in there.
Number three. Did you have any meaningful interactions with at least three people this past week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Way more than three.
Like positive.
Yeah.
Social interactions.
Sure.
Converse. Converse. Okay.
Absolutely. Probably 30 people.
Well, positive social interactions triggers oxytocin, which is known as the love chemical, which reduces cortisol, your stress
levels.
Okay,
it sounds like this study is not about dreams.
This is a separate...
One of the items was a dream.
Yes, and this is separate studies for each one. This is about mental acuity.
Oh,
right. Okay.
Yeah, I kind of was misled by that first question. But I also don't really vet these too well anyway. So what have you said yes to so far?
Remembering dreams.
And having meaningful
positive interactions.
If you're socially isolated, though, where you don't get to have oxytocin, you could actually have more heart problems and potentially stroke. It's just basically cardiovascular issues.
God.
Number four. Did you have an outdoor adventure this past week?
Like walking the dog?
I think that counts.
Yeah.
Going out and collecting
wood. Oh, actually, no. Specifically, it says you have to be around trees.
I was around trees. Where do you get the wood?
Yeah. Were you around trees?
Yeah, the park has trees.
Okay, the park, I guess, counts. Natural environments expose us to phytonicides, antimicrobial compounds that are released by trees and plants. They help your immune system.
I do like at the park with the trees, sometimes there's a breeze and you can hear like the trees going. I like that sound.
They're talking to me.
It's nice.
We're giving you your allergy.
And finally, last but not least, did you write in your journal this past week?
A journal, like a diary?
I could say yes to this one.
Well, because you're constantly writing things into a notebook.
Yeah.
I have not.
I don't journal.
I don't journal.
Self-reflection through writing provides a measurable cognitive and emotional benefit by helping to process experiences and to clarify your own thinking.
I used to journal a lot as a child.
Yeah.
But who has the time for that? I got to write articles.
You could keep all your article ideas in like a little journal.
I try to.
Maybe like a note app might work the same, I guess.
I did use a note app.
Yeah?
But it was just to make a shopping list at the grocery store.
Anyways, if you said yes to all five of these, you have a better brain than 90% of Americans. Or probably a more acute brain.
Mm-hmm.
How many did you say yes to?
Three.
Yeah, three.
And we have the same ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I said yes to one.
The journal?
The journaling, yeah.
You haven't had an outdoor adventure?
You haven't had an outdoor adventure around
You don't
trees?
Take your dog for a walk?
That doesn't count. It can't be urban environments. It
there
has
are
to be.
Trees in your neighborhood. I've that seen them on your block.
It says that you have to be around like the trees.
Well, we live in the desert, so I think that is unfair.
The park has trees.
The park counts. I just haven't been to a park.
Well, okay. I think you could count it.
And yours counts because the Upper Valley is like full of...
It's lush.
It's lush. Yeah, it's very lush.
Like the Amazon rainforest.
Anyways, let me know what you thought of today's AfterBuzz. If you have any thoughts, suggestions.
Does anybody ever have thoughts or suggestions?
We get neckline calls about the AfterBuzz.
Neckline calls, messages on app chat.
That's true.
Personal messages.
You're always trying to put it down.
I don't know why you always have to.
You're so
put
snarky.
Down the podcast.
You're like a mean girl.
Because radio's king.
You know, I actually just had this conversation with somebody. Somebody was asking me like, so can I listen to? Oh, because I was interviewed by this podcast out of California who interviews comics and other radio people.
Nice.
And. They were asking me about where they could get the show and if they could listen to all of it. And I was like, yeah, you can get the the on demand or the app and just listen to their. And they were like, oh, because most of the radio stations have the app now. I guess people are so, like, trained by podcasts now. They are used to sitting and listening for the full 4 hours.
Really?
A lot of people are used to that.
One thing that I've noticed, and I chalk it up to podcasting, is a lot of celebrity guests just let loose with F-bombs. And that would happen back in the old days occasionally.
But now
it's
a lot.
For the most part, anybody who did a lot of interviews knew, well, there are certain things you can't say on the radio.
Yeah.
Right.
And that because the podcast have made it so much more comfortable to be able to like that.
You know, if we have a comic, maybe last week they were on a podcast and they just open up with an F-bomb or a throat goat.
All right. Thanks for listening. We will be back Tuesdays and Thursdays on the AfterBuzz. Don't forget to listen to the Buzz Adams Morning Show regularly Monday through Fridays, 6 to 10 a.m. on KLAQ, El Paso's best rock. Talk to y'all next time.